I'm Paul Wegraff, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts. Joining us by phone today from Rehoboth is the executive director of Clear Space Theater Company, Wesley Paulson. Welcome, Wesley.
Well, hello. Glad to talk with you.
Thanks for joining by phone. I really appreciate your taking time out to share with us, our listeners this week, about the Clear Space Theater Company's summer season. Just a really robust and varied rep company season. I understand from our talking off air that you've been doing this now for a number of years, and the program really has been expanding in terms of scope of shows, the range of shows, and also how you're reaching out to get performers throughout the region. So let's backtrack a little bit. Tell us, for our listeners who aren't as familiar with Clear Space, a little bit about Clear Space Theater Company.
Clear Space Theater Company is located in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. We are on the beach block on Baltimore Avenue. We have a 190-seat theater. We have a thrust stage, which means the audience is three-quarters in the round. We offer shows throughout the year. We're a year-round theater. And our summer model, as you have said, Paul, is a repertory model. We try to offer a variety of stage productions, live stage productions, to appeal to the various audiences that come to the beach. We usually have a family-oriented musical, something more contemporary, and then also something I would call maybe a little edgier or exciting for adults. And this summer, we are offering Shrek the Musical, which is a musical based on the popular film Shrek. In the contemporary field, we've got Chicago, the musical, and our rounding it out is Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which is, we are the first regional theater in the country to host the musical once they released it, and it's quite a production, the story of three drag queens who move across from the coast of Australia inland to Alice Springs and their adventure therein, and features Christopher Peterson in the role of Bernadette. So as you can see by the description of the shows, we have three different shows. They run in repertory so that each show runs two nights a week, and that allows, if you absolutely love theater, you can see three shows in a week, or if your taste lends more towards the family musical, obviously you can see Shrek, or choose from Chicago or Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Now, this repertory model that you've been using for, you said, I believe you said earlier, was this is your fifth season doing
yes.
this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges? Because the rest of the year you don't use the repertory model, correct? You do one show at a time.
Yes.
Now, what are some of the challenges that the repertory model presents for you?
From the patron side, it comes with a little bit of explanation because as we rotate the shows, we've designed it so that a show like coming up, Shrek finished on Tuesday this week, so it ran 2 days this week on Tuesday and won't run again for another almost complete week. So if you're a patron, it takes a little bit of work to explain that, well, it doesn't run every Monday and Tuesday. It runs this week, Monday and Tuesday, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that takes a little bit of on the sales side. On the production side, it's quite ambitious because we open all of the shows right in order, and that means that the cast is in rehearsal for about 12 hours a day, for 2.5 weeks, and they spend the morning doing, this season they spent the morning working on Priscilla, the afternoon on Chicago, and the evening working on Shrek, and that goes on six days a week for 2.5 weeks. So it's quite a challenge for them, and also for our musicians and everybody who supports it. It's a pretty intensive couple of weeks. And then once it launches, they get into rotation, it pretty much runs itself at that point. But that's probably our two biggest challenges, is getting it ready for our patrons And then helping our patrons find the correct dates for a show.
Now, I'm assuming that since different musicals have different cast demands, not every actor is in every show. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have a core group of actors who we auditioned in from Straw Hats in New York, and I can explain that in a minute, and they are in all three shows. Then they are augmented by other members of our company, I guess, if you want to call it that, of quite a few people who have been with us for a number of years, some new people who fill in around or may actually take a lead role in a show. In a case, one case comes to mind is Aaron Williams Bobby, who's done a number of shows with us, is Fiona in Shrek, and that's the only role she's doing this summer. And she's been with the theater for a number of years, lives locally in Milton, as opposed to the group that has come in from out of the area, from across the country. And with that group, even casting, they may have one featured role in a show and then be a member of the ensemble. So we try to spread that out. The Straw Hats group, this is our second year for auditioning. Straw Hats is a, I guess the word I could use is a mass audition in New York sponsored by the organization Straw Hats. And many theaters like Clear Space will go for a weekend and audition mostly, I would say, college juniors, seniors, and recent graduates who want to do what is traditionally called summer stock. And David Button, our artistic director, went up, and for 3 days, every 90 seconds, another actor came across, did 16 bars of a song or a monologue, and we, along with all these other theaters, made choices for casting. And this is our second year. It's worked very well for us, and we're grateful to our host families for making that possible.
Now, what as a repertory, for the repertory model, are there different considerations that go into the audition process, knowing that you're going to need to use these actors for multiple roles and multiple shows?
Yes. David has really got to keep an eye out for people who might, for example, Adam McDowell, who is plays Shrek, you know, might be strong in that role, but can he also fill in as an ensemble member or a smaller part like Amos in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
And so how can we feature them best and set them up for success and also fill them in around, they take a lead role and then maybe have a secondary, not a featured role, or just be a member of an ensemble and find that balance. And across the board, we've kept that balance pretty well. There's one actor this year, Jeff Kringer, who does have featured roles in all three shows, which is unusual for the model, but it sometimes happens. He's playing, if you're familiar with the shows, he's playing Billy in Chicago, he's Farquaad in Shrek, and he's Tick in Priscilla. So he's carrying pretty good roles in all three shows.
Yeah,
that's unusual.
Yeah, and that's quite a challenge for the actor, not only just in the quantity of work that has to be done.
Yeah, they are diverse roles. Farquaad, he's in an unusual costume where he's down on his knees on knee pads and shin guards dancing around.
Yeah, an incredibly physically demanding role.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he switches, this week, the last 2 days, tonight, last night, tonight, he's doing Tick, which is, it's a role of a drag queen, a young man, and he's got a child and various things with that. And then he's Billy in Chicago, and he's doing this kind of Rudy Valley crooner role, and got a couple of big numbers there. And
yeah.
He's kept up with it quite well.
Now, with the Straw Hats, you mentioned, David was seeing actors at the pace of, one every 90 seconds or so. Do you have any kind of follow-up auditions based on preliminary selections from Straw Hats, or were you able to cast directly from that?
Within the setup of Straw Hats, there is a dance call that David would also attend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the option, and we've done this, of having our own little callback room within the facility. So David might see an actor, look at him again in a dance call, and then do a callback specifically to read or test something out to see if the person might work in a particular role that he's had in mind.
Mm-hmm. So what's the balance of local actors to, you know, out of the region or out of the local area actors?
It's about half and half. The full company this summer on our headshot wall in the lobby, all the photographs, there are 34 actors involved in summer rep.
Mm-hmm.
And 15 of those were selected through the straw hat process. And the remainder are folks who live in the area in general. Some people have commuted down from Wilmington. Somebody from over in the Easton area. It's not quite 50-50, but that's about right.
Okay. Well, I want to continue discussing your summer season, but first let me remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest joining us today by phone is the Executive Director of the Clear Space Theater Company, Wesley Paulson. Wesley, with that balance of actors, I'm assuming then that Clear Space Now is providing housing for
yes.
some actors? And
yes,
how does that work? That's a logistical challenge for a beach town that is pretty heavily populated in the summer.
We do provide housing for the visiting actors, and we've got a nice group of loyal patrons and volunteers who have opened their homes for our folks. And that works out fairly well. We have to match people up with distance, the ability to somebody. We have some people who don't come with cars, so we've got to either have them closer to town where they can access the DART bus system or ride a bicycle
mm-hmm.
or be roommates with somebody who has a vehicle.
Right.
We're particularly grateful. One of our board members has a home down in Bethany Beach that he has put on the market, and it's a 5-bedroom. I would call it a classic vintage 1960s beach cottage that needs insulation and upgrades by today's standards, but it functions quite well for us. And so we've been able to put, last year we had 5 actors down there, and this year 4. And that's been a real help for us in terms of being able to put a number of people in one location. And the process has worked very well. We've been fortunate with the people we've matched with. One of the challenges is somebody might say, well, I can take, you know, an actor for the summer, but I've got grandchildren coming in for a weekend, and then we can in turn find people who say, well, I can't take people all summer, but I can help you and take this weekend. So it's a little bit of a puzzle to work it out, but we're very grateful to folks who have made this possible and opened their homes to really broaden our horizons and the offerings that we can give in the season.
And really, for these young actors who, as you mentioned, many of them are college juniors, seniors, fresh out of college, it really provides an opportunity for them to build their resume and to perform in a location other than, you know, where they maybe grew up, or really to get a start to their career.
Yes, they do enjoy being at the beach. Jeff Kringer, who I mentioned, is doing 3 roles. This is his first summer repertory experience at all.
Mm-hmm.
So for some of them, it's brand new. Others are a bit more experienced and appreciate. I know one of the young men who's down at the beach house in Bethany really appreciated the accommodations, as opposed to being in a large open dorm where his compartment was divided with the next compartment by basically, you know, a sheet and a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine, you know, the various situations folks are in. So they do enjoy the different experience being at the beach. We had only one person come back this year from last year, and that's because most of the folks like to get that exposure across a variety of venues.
Right.
Devin Frieder, who came back this year, is Roxy in Chicago, and also choreographed the show, which is an interesting take and
mm-hmm.
a challenge for her, but she was, you know, she certainly rose to the occasion, and the artistic work reflects her skills. Devin also sat in with David in the dance auditions. She lives in New York, so that was easy. So she was part of the selection process for the dancers, knowing that she would have a role in Chicago with choreography, and also from her experience having been here last year. you know, and how it works. So.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back to the some of the logistical challenges of the rep model. Doing multiple shows sort of concurrently, switching on and off from day to day. How do you handle issues like set, lighting? Because, I mean, my experience with theater is, depending on the complexity of the sets, that provides challenges. But also just setting the lights, you know, the light plots for various shows. How is that all handled?
Sets are challenging. We've learned over a period of years to keep things to a minimum, along with our name Clear Space, which, and with the thrust stage, indicates that we do things on the open area of the thrust with a minimal number of props and sets.
Mm-hmm.
So for this summer, Chicago is an open backstage with a series of jail cells across, and an occasional table is brought forward when Billy's in his office making calls or meeting with Amos, the client. So there's very little set piece there. Shrek is our most creative, I think. There's a backdrop that's been hand-painted that looks like a swamp. And then Eddie Seeger, who has done a lot of work for us, designed a large book, very large book. I think the pages might be 4x8, lightweight manila paper that he's reinforced. And so this very large book sits on stage, and it sits kind of towards the back of the stage, and pages are turned to indicate the general scene that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And very clever. And I think the only other props used in that, there's a scene with Fiona, and she's in her room, and so the book comes a little forward into the light, and there's a bed for one scene, a little box thing that we roll in, and there's a balcony railing for another. And there's a stump that appears at one point on the thrust stage when they're out on their journey towards Duloc. And it's very simple. The most clever and complex and bulky is for Priscilla, where we have a bus on stage.
It's, mm-hmm.
Eddie Seeger, again, designed three pieces on wheels. So you can be looking at the side view of the bus, or you turn it all around on its wheels, and you're looking at the interior of the bus. And the bus can also kind of be turned, so you're looking at the front of the bus and down the side. And that's probably our largest piece, and when it's on stage, the actors are thrilled with all of the space in the wings because you don't have the pieces of the bus. So that is a challenge. We've learned a couple years ago it was a bit more complex, and we had a lot of pieces kind of in the wings, so we didn't have good wing space. So that's a very big challenge for us, is dealing with sets and props. Lighting... Our lighting designers, Brendan Smith and Ginger Angstadt, have managed to pull it off every year. But again, with the simple set pieces, you don't have to worry so much about lighting. You know, a complete room. You know, if in one show you've got to have thrust set up as a room, and another time it's set up as outdoors, that doesn't happen so much with our minimal stage setting. So they're challenged by it, but it's they do really good work, and it looks wonderful.
That's great. Now, do you have any data or information on the efficacy of the rep model? I mean, do you have tourists who are in for a week coming back to see multiple shows in a
They're there? Yes, we do. That happens. We'll get some repeat business. There are several folks who have already come to see Priscilla twice.
Uh-huh.
We can see the impact. We survey our visitors, and I was working on some research just the other day for Delaware Tourism, and I looked up, and it's interesting that last year, I haven't got good data for this year, but last year we ran Grease, Rent, and Seussical.
Mm-hmm.
And of the three shows last year, Grease had a higher percentage of people who said they were not local residents, and in fact they were tourists coming in for the summer, as opposed to the other two shows, Rent and even Seussical, which people said they were more local residents who probably were bringing people anecdotal of observing who's coming. But that mm-hmm. was very interesting. a really informal measurement on a cloudy, rainy day. We always have a sandwich board out on the sidewalk. But on a cloudy, rainy day, we will have an increase in walk-in business for the show that evening because people are looking for things to do since the weather hasn't been great and they want to do something other than, you know, stay in their guest house or their hotel room. So we do get a nice rainy day business.
Good. Interesting. Now, we've got just a couple minutes left. I just want to bring up quickly. It looks like, having gone to your website, which is clearspacetheater.org, is that right?
Yes.
And it's theater, T-R-E, at the end.
That's correct.
Clearspacetheater.org. I see that in addition to the three shows that you have your actors working in rep, you have a couple other shows throughout the summer. Is that right?
Yes, we do. We have two evening shows. Christopher Peterson, who has been around Rehoboth for years doing female impersonation, brings to us on the weekends. We'll do this year it's called his Icon Show, in which he plays a variety of actresses. And instead of having Carol Channing impersonating Carol Channing from Hello, Dolly! And Liza from Cabaret, he's mixed them up. So he has Cher doing a song from Wicked, and Betty Davis is doing a reading from the Vagina Monologues. It's somewhat of forward-looking. We've got Bette Midler doing something from Hello, Dolly! So he mixes up his characters and has made a new show that's quite nice.
And then in 30 seconds?
Later night. We've been partnering with the Delaware Comedy Theater. This is our second year for them. They do improv on Friday nights, which is a lot of fun. And so we've tried to build a little bit of late night business for our folks and bring a bit of diversity in terms of the types of theater that we do.
Well, Wesley, this has really been an exciting rundown of the programming that you're doing this summer at Clear Space Theater in Rehoboth Beach. Thanks so much for joining us by phone. I invite our listeners to check out www.clearspacetheater.org to find out what's playing when, to make sure that you get to see the show you want to see on the right night. Wesley, it's been a pleasure.